My good people, what's good? This is another episode of the Legends of Athletics podcast. And of course, you know, I try to give you guys great content weekly. And last week I was off my game, and this week I am a day off. But you know, I want to give you guys some of that weekly motivation when I can. This week I was thinking about, I had the thought of, what does it take to be great? A lot of us say that we want to be great in our professional fields, our endeavors, our careers, our business, and athletics, and whatever it is that we do. The common thing to say for a lot of people is that they want to be great. I hear this quite often from athletes, in particular, because that's what I work with the most of. But everybody wants to be great. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to be the at the zenith of their game when it counts the most. Everybody wants to be the guy that the team looks to in pivotal moments and pivotal situations, to close out games, to finish off drives, to be that person. And maybe in business, maybe you're the closer. Maybe you're the one that gets the deal done. If it's at your job, maybe you're the one that everybody can count on, because when the chips are down and you need an idea, you need a strong mind to think the way through, maybe everybody looks to you. Or maybe you want that. You want to be that guy. You want to be in that girl. You want to be in the center of it all, in the middle of the action, the one that the team looks to in a time of need, when maybe everything doesn't seem like it's going the right way. But the question that you have to ask yourself, this very important question, and that question is, am I doing what it takes to be great? Am I doing what it takes to be great? Am I taking the daily steps, making it a part of my daily routine to do the thing that it takes to be great, to be at the top of my game, to be sharp and ready to go at all times? I think about it like this. For an athlete, you can say that you want to be the best, but the question you have to ask yourself is, did I put the reps and the time in? Anything that you spend time with, anything you put in reps with, it alleviates all doubt and fear, and it gives you confidence. It pumps and primes you with confidence. So you have to be prepared and make sure that you are doing the things daily in order to get to that place that you need to get to. Now, when I say doing the things daily, that means mental reps. If it's at your job, if it's for your business, if it's for whatever it is, you have to do, like, mentally walk through it first, run through it first in your head, and then you practice it and then make it a reality. Anybody that is looking to get in shape, anybody that is looking to seriously lose weight, I've always talked about this in many of the podcasts we've done up to this point, and even in my years of training. First, it starts with the mind. Once the mind changes and does what it needs to do and goes in the direction that it needs to go, then after that, the body will follow. The body follows whatever the mind gives it. And so a lot of times, I know in the fitness community, we talk about it quite often, is, you know, when you want to know what a person is at as far as their physique, you look at the body. If they're carrying around a lot of fat or adipose tissue, and they're not very active, or you know, they don't move around a lot, very sedentary, just sitting and doing different things, you can see it on the body, from everything from tight muscles to just, like I said, carrying around extra weight, to the way the skin looks, the hair, nails, things like that. You can look at those things and be able to tell if this person is really serious, before they even get started, about their health. Now, when it comes to losing weight, that's a mindset and a mind change every single day. Because every day, every meal, you make a choice. Do I want to sacrifice and think about the end result, or do I want instant gratification to eat what I want to eat right now because it feels good, it feels right? I think about it in this sense. When it comes to losing weight, every day, for a person, if it took you 20 years to gain all that weight, don't think this is going to come off in 3 months or 6 months or 9 months. You have to be willing to be dedicated to the process, and don't beat yourself up. You're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days, because it was just to get you to that point of maybe being overweight or what have you, that you may have had way more bad days outweigh your good days. But anything that you want to do, you're able to do it. Anything in life that you want to do, you're able to do it. Maybe for you, it may be, you may be in school right now, and maybe the classes and the classwork isn't coming to you as easy as you may be accustomed to. So what you need to do is put the extra time in, put the extra effort in, and put the extra work in. Now, how do you put in extra effort when it comes to academia? How do you put in extra effort when it comes to being a studious student? How do you put in the extra effort? That comes with the time, that comes with the reps. If that means doing the same problem over and over and over until it becomes second nature, that's just what you have to do. You may have to take 5 problems and do them 3 times a piece in order to master that skill, because that's what learning is about, mastering the skill. But to be a learner, first it starts with being open, being receptive, and being able to listen and put into practice those things that you need to put into practice. That's the same thing like in this podcast when I'm talking about being great. You want to be great, don't do the lazy thing. You know as an adult, you know as a teenager, if you're being lazy or you're not doing what you need to do. Each day that goes by, each set of 24 hours that we have each day, you know if you did the work that you need to do. Now, if you waking up at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, and now I'm going to bounce to everybody, student athletes, everybody involved, and you have a day off or what have you, and you don't take the time to do mental reps. Like if physically the body can't go, you don't take the time to do mental reps. You don't take the time to practice the skill or anything like that. You know at the end of the day, I did not get better. Now, when it comes to getting better, we're not going to get it all in a day. That's why I always say you guys get 1% better each and every day. Because if we can retain that 1%, you know, we can get 1% better each and every day. We add that up at the end of a week. We add that up at the end of a month. And we are exactly making progress to what we want to be. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be some setbacks. I mean, even in lifting weights and doing sports training, there are setbacks. I think back to last summer when I was in the process of I had shed a lot of weight. I got down to 230 pounds, and I was feeling good, feeling excellent. And it was last summer. I can't remember if it was last summer or summer before last. Anyway, had shed a lot of weight, got down, and was feeling good, feeling light, feeling, you know, back, like feeling very youthful. I mean, I'm 29, so I'm not that old, but I was feeling very, very youthful. And I remember just going out and doing my normal exercise routine. Of course, I had lifted weights earlier in that day. And at that time, I think I was doing more powerlifting style stuff. So it was a lot more stress on the bones and stuff like that. But anyway, I had went out and was about to do some sprints for the afternoon, you know, getting out there with some athletes, doing different things like that. And, you know, my body, I think I just got to a point where I became, as I like to say for my athletes, very machine-like. And I was out there, you know, just normal day doing some sprints and felt a pop in my foot. And I didn't think it was much of nothing. Long story short, a week went by or whatever, and I went and got an x-ray, looked at it, and of course I had a foot stress fracture. Now, at that point, I had to take a seat from, you know, sprinting and running and doing the stuff that was high impact with my lower half, as I would have previously been accustomed to before the injury. And so in that, what I'm saying is I took the time to work what I could. So doing my upper body exercises, you know, doing cardio in a different way, maybe with some plyometric push-ups and things like that, to be exact, you know, doing those things, getting the glide boards out, and instead of running, doing mountain climbers with the glide board so it wouldn't put as much impact on my foot. But the thing is, like, you can't take time off and take a back seat every time something happens. I mean, I've got story after story. Like, I've got stuff like that's been dramatic to happen within my family, but that didn't mean that. You may get sidetracked for a little bit, but that don't mean you should be completely thrown off. Like, it's one thing to take a day or two off from what you do, or three, or maybe sometimes you need a week off or whatever, you know, which is in that coming, but don't make that a habit. Don't make it a part of your routine, because if you just go in 2 weeks taking off 3 or 4 days, you're not making much progress. Make the stuff a part of your routine each and every day. The more you make it a part of your routine to be great and do the things you need to do each and every day, the harder it is to go back and not do those things. The harder it is to look at and say, well, it's easy for me not to go to the gym today. The harder it is to just throw in the towel when things get rough and times get hard. I'm here to tell you, Like, you have to press through the rain. I think I talked about that before. You have to press through tough situations. Sometimes in this life, we have to walk alone. And that walk is not nice when you're walking alone. It's not friendly. Because a lot of times, it's just like being in a forest by yourself. When you're walking alone and the storms are raging, the storms are pretty tough. You don't have anybody to hide behind. You don't have anything to hide behind. You're just there by yourself. And, you know, you lose friends along the way. Maybe somebody crossed you. Maybe somebody let you down that you thought was a true friend. Maybe nobody came to the rescue. But that doesn't change life. You have to attack it anyway. You have to do what's necessary anyway. I am a testament to it. I do it even like now. If I have to walk alone, that's what I do. We're not always going to have people in our corner. We're not always going to have people on our side that agree with everything it is we do, see everything it is that we do, and go with us every place that we go. But we have to be strong enough that if those people do come along with us on our journeys, that's kudos. It's extra. That's a bonus. But if not, we can handle our own. Now, it is tougher to do things on your own and alone and make this journey by yourself, but you're also capable of it. Be sure that you do the things that you need to do each and every day. Do not take the shortcut. Learn your job. Learn your position. Learn your skill to the best of your ability and repeat it and practice it each and every day. It's like a basketball player. If they don't go to the gym and practice that shot each and every day, how can they get fluid in the mechanics that they are not familiar with? Get familiar with your mechanics. Get familiar with what it is that you're doing. Be familiar with what it is that you're going after in life. Mimic and imitate those who are in that position in your life. If that means you need extra schooling, make the investment. Take the time to look up, how can I get back in school? How can I do what I need to do to get more education, to further my education? And if you're in school right now, take it serious and do the best you can do with what you got. If you're an athlete, make sure you get out each and every day and do something. If you're on YouTube, man, look up some practice videos, some drills, skills, stuff like that. If you're out there practicing, make sure you're getting quality reps each and every time. If you're doing conditioning, make sure you are really conditioning and not just out there fiddle farting around. If you're looking to lose weight, make sure that you're doing what you need to do each and every day. I know it's hard. I was there. And I know each meal is a choice. Like, every time you sit down to eat, it's a choice. It's a struggle. It's not going to be something that you're very accustomed to doing. Don't fall into the hype of these diets that say you can eat what you want to eat all the time and still lose weight. Because you know as well as I do the truth that you can't. And so if you really want to do, you really want to lose weight, get serious about it. Get busy in that gym. Get busy lifting those weights, regardless if you're a man or a woman, and do what it is that you have to do. Greatness is within each and every one of us, but it's up to us to unlock it. We must dig deep down inside of ourselves and pull that thing out. And gold is only purified through fire, so it has to be tried. Iron sharpens iron, as the Bible say. Nothing else can sharpen iron but iron. So we have to go through trials and tribulations. We have to go through ups and downs. We also have to learn to walk alone. When Jesus was getting ready to be crucified to the cross, he walked alone. He went to the garden by himself and was there alone before preparing himself for what was to come. And so you have to do the same. Prepare yourself for what is to come. Prepare yourself for what it is that you had to take on each and every day. Prepare yourself for the stresses. Prepare yourself for the good times, for the bad times. If times are good right now, prepare for those times to get better. And if they get bad, then you are already prepared because you were prepared mentally through the reps that you've done to get to that point. So even if you were to fall off, you know how to get yourself back up, dust yourself off, and get back to that point. And so make sure that you're doing the things you need to do each and every day. Make sure that you're getting better each and every day, striving to be the best you that you can be each and every single day. Do those things that legends do. For guys and girls out there, guys and girls out there, make sure you listen to that. Do the things that legends do. Don't take the shortcut. Take the hard way. Make your own path and do what it is that you need to do. And get 1% better each and every day. Take the time to take everything it is serious. Do not get so caught up, and I gotta say this before I go, but don't get so caught up in the short game that you forget the long game. The short game, you may have more bills than money, and it's easy to look at the check advance and say, well, I can go over here and get some money. But then in the long run, you paying back more than what you borrowed, and it's causing more issues than what you had before. Look at the big picture. okay, how can I stack my finances and do what it is I need to do to keep myself moving forward while I'm going through this strenuous time? Same thing as fitness. You may have fell off the wagon one day, 2 days, but every day, give yourself words of affirmation that today is going to be the day that I do what it is that I need to do in order to lose weight. And once you see that those pounds coming off, you see that scale moving, then that will motivate you to keep it going, keep that habit going. But make sure you're doing what you need to do each and every day. Fall in love with the process more than you fall in love with the process and progressing through the process more than the end result. Because once you get to the end, you will be able to enjoy the journey that it took to get there. So make sure that you're getting 1% better each and every day and doing the things that legends do. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And if you don't have any of those, you can always email us or you can just or visit our website. And I would greatly appreciate that if you guys visit the website. The website is www.legendsofathletics19.com. The Instagram handle is Legends of Athletics 19 on Instagram, Legends of Athletics on Facebook, and Legends of Ath on Twitter. Also, if you want to email us, legendsofathletics19@gmail.com, and at gmail.com, and I already gave you guys the website. Also, make sure that you go to the website, purchase some shirts, purchase some wristbands, and keep this thing going. And for those of you who are listening, don't forget to like, rate, comment, and subscribe to this podcast. And let me know what it is that you're thinking. Let me know that you're a supporter. Let me know that you guys are out there listening. And this is not for nothing. And stick with me. And we got many great things to come. And I thank you guys that have taken the time to listen and have taken the time to allow this podcast to be a part of your life. And for those of you that are new, welcome to this podcast. And I thank you for taking the time to press play and listen to me speaking to your life and speaking to your speakers and give you a few words of motivation. And guys, as always, do the things legends do, get 1% better each and every single day. And as always, be legendary. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.